Hey, this is Gary Ault. You've heard me before on Artist First Radio, but I want to tell you about a chance to hear me talk about a few new songs of mine, as well as a retrospective of my recent years of musical output on Wednesday, July 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We'll dig deeper into my last CD, Art of Survival. Can you see Kimberly? Can you see me? Play a new song or two. And delve into tracks from some of my CDs that go a little farther back. Curious about the things that inspire a songwriter, or about the songwriting process itself? Or how in the world an indie artist navigates through the recording and promotion of new music? Tune in to Artist First Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday, July 18th to hear all that and more. That's 7 p.m. July 18th on Artist First Radio. Thanks.
Welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into an Artist First music special. These shows air sporadically and randomly, so if you want to catch the guests, make sure you find out when to get on the air to listen to them. But as always, our shows are archived, and this show will be up in about an hour or two after it's done broadcasting live. So if you missed it, or if you just jump in halfway through, it's all right. It's going to be posted on artistfirst.com. So make sure you go to the site and check out all the past archive shows of bands and authors and weekly shows that we have. There's a whole plethora of listening bits that you can listen to, so go ahead and do that. You can also follow Artist First on Twitter. You can go to our Twitter handle is @artist_first. And I'm your host, Corey King, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, and also if you want to talk to the guest during the broadcast, if you want to ask her questions, you just have to tweet me at @CoreyKing, CoreyKingG, and I will read your tweets over the air. But we're going to get things rolling here and move on to our guest, Miss Sonia Perenda. Hey, Sonia, are you with us?
Oh, hello.
Hey, how's
hello from Austria. Hi.
From Austria. Awesome. How's it going tonight?
Oh, wonderful. We're off already midnight in here, so it's a cool night.
All right. Good to hear. So, Sonia, I want to thank you, start things off by thanking you for taking the time out of your day to hang out with us and come on the station and letting us play some of your music. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. It's my pleasure, actually.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
So let's get rolling here. Let's start from the very beginning, Sonia, of your musical career, your musical life. When did you find out that music was something that you were going to, pursue, and something that was going to be something that you stuck to? And just rewind it a little bit and let us know how you got into music, please.
Okay. Well, it started very early for me. I always loved music. I was fascinated by everything I heard in the radio. I can remember when I was a very small kid, I tried to imitate everything I heard. And when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I joined the school choir because singing was always my pleasure. And also the teacher said I have a very nice voice, even back then. And I said, okay, I want to take it to the next level. I tried to train my voice by myself just by imitating everything I heard. In the 80s, 90s, Whitney Houston, rest in peace, she was a very big thing back then, and I tried to imitate everything I heard from her voice, and also Aretha Franklin, that kind of soul. And yes, I think I took it to a very good stage back then. When I was 14, I said, okay, now I want to know if I can really do it on stage as a solo artist all by myself. And I read the local newspaper, and there was someone who thought artists from all levels, musicians, bands, karaoke artists, even comedians, for a crazy evening, just colorful and for everybody. And I called there, and they said, okay, yes, come, we can take you on stage. and I paid, I had to pay for this. It was 5,000 shillings, which is about $300-$400, I think. And I paid that from all my pocket money I had saved. And when I got back home, I told my parents, so, and on this and this date, I have my first public appearance. They did not believe me and said, yes, of course, Sonia, sure. I said, yes, really. I showed them the tickets, and then they were really stunned. And then they heard I paid for it. They wanted to sue them, but I said, please not. I just want to try out. So the evening came. I have never even sung with a PA, with a microphone before, and I was very nervous. And I got on stage, and the microstative broke. The first line I wanted to sing, it broke. And I stood there, 14 years of age, deadly nervous, and I said to myself, okay, now you can just get off stage and finish everything, finish with your dream, or just literally pick up the microphone and keep on singing, which I did. And that was the beginning, of my way.
Wow, I bet that was, especially for one of your very first performances, I'm sure that just made things 100 times more scary and a little worse, but it seems like you picked things up and got through it pretty easily. Well, not easily, but you did get through it, right?
Yes, I had to make it through, even though I was shivering and everything, but it was so amazing. I loved the feeling. I never wanted to go away from the stage again. And I knew this is it. No matter what happens,
right?
I want to do that.
Well, do you want to go ahead and jump into a song and let people know who we're talking about here?
I'm sorry.
Would you like to play a song right now? Is that cool?
Of course. Let's play the first song, maybe Silent Screams.
All right, let's do it. What do you want to tell us about this song before we go ahead and play it?
Silent Screams is kind of a rock opera ballad and about, I like to say, the dark night of the soul.
All right, check it out. Well, let's do it. This song is called Silent Screams off of Sonia Perenda's album Time Has Come, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
The night has never
That song you just heard was Silent Scream by the artist Sonia Perenda off of her album Time Has Come. And you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. To anybody just tuning in, you are listening to an interview with Sonia Perenda. And she is a rock opera singer from Austria. So we're talking to her from across the world here tonight. So, hey, Sonia, you still with us?
Of course. I'm here.
All right, cool. So tell us a little bit about this genre of yours, rock opera. If you don't mind, give us the background and how you decided that you were going to stick to that genre.
Okay, this was a very long journey, actually. I always loved rock music and metal music from all my heart. But I, as you heard, I don't have the real rock voice. I don't sound like Janis Joplin or Bon Jovi or like this. So I never thought I could sing this. I always thought, okay, I love to listen to it, but it's not simply not my cup of tea for performing. And I took classical vocal lessons for a long time, for many years. And this was also very nice. It was exactly what my voice likes to adjust naturally. And then some years ago, I listened to Nightwish. I don't know if anybody knows this Finnish symphonic metal band. They are combining classical music with metal music. And the former singer was an opera singer. And it was like the wow moment. I listened to them and, hey, this is metal. This is really, really hard metal. And still an opera singer, a clear voice. And this is when I thought, okay, if she can do that, I can do that too. I have the voice to sing rock and metal, but with classical voice. And I soon recognized that I'm more into rock than metal for myself. And exactly Silent Dreams is what you listen to is what the result is. And then it was Scope Mag in USA, and one of those journalists titled me Rockpera. And I was saying, hey, this sounds cool, it's a new genre, okay, I'm Rockpera. Right. Rockpera was born.
Huh, that's really cool. This is I think this is the first time I've ever heard Rockpera, so thank you for introducing
me. I invented it.
Oh, okay, well then, yeah, I guess there's a reason it's I've only ever heard of it once. So tell us.
Every time it's the first time.
Right, yeah. All right, well tell us, do you write your own songs, or do you get some help from outside people to help you write your songs?
I am more a lyricist than a composer, I must admit.
Okay.
I occasionally drop a good melody, a good tune, but for arranging and really composing and recording all the music, I need to have help from outside. And thanks to the internet, I have many, many guest musicians and co-writers from all over the world, starting from, of course, USA, United Kingdom, until Israel. So all over the world.
So when when you're writing your lyrics, where do you draw some of your inspiration, and what are your lyrics usually tend to be about? Is there a reoccurring topic, or are they kind of just always different, or you know, what are you focusing on when you're trying to write your lyrics?
Mm-hmm. Depends on the situation of my life. Yes, I must admit I'm more of a personal lyricist. I write about things that really hit me personally right in this stage of my life. So most of my songs are not really positive because it's also a therapy. I think you're also a musician, I saw, and you must know what I'm talking about. Most of us, it's kind of a psychotherapy. We never need a therapist because we have the music. And that's why the lyrics tend to be a little more dark, a little more depressing. I'm not that kind of person, but I love to put it into the lyrics and then I'm feeling better. Best example for this is the song Judgment Day.
Uh-huh.
This was about my last relationship when it ended, and I felt really bad, and after this song, everything was on the way to be better again.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that you know, some of the lyrical content is a little darker, but I'm a kind of a fan of that too. Like even in poetry and stuff, like you know, Edgar Allan Poe and stuff. I think some of the depressing stuff is usually a little more heartfelt, and it seems prettier to me. I don't know. It sounds weird, mm-hmm. but that's usually what you know what I'm thinking of when I'm reading those more depressing.
I know what
things,
you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
Who are some of the people that inspire you lyrically and musically?
Oh, so many. Actually, when it comes to lyrics, from Nightwish to many symphonic metal bands, because they have very nice lyrics, many Finnish people, what's funny, I don't know why, but they have so deep, meaningful, poetical lyrics. And also Edgar Allan Poe and everybody who wrote beautiful lyric poetry. Yes.
Wow.
And a little bit also myself, of course.
Yeah, right. So you want to go ahead and jump into another song?
Let's jump into another song, yes.
All right, cool.
And if the people outside are also a little bit open to metal, maybe we could put in Judgment Day right now.
Okay.
For everybody who wants to put out some aggressions on a lost love, everything.
All right, well, let's do it. This song is called Judgment Day by Sonia Perenda off of her album Time Has Come, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy. That song you just heard was Judgment Day by Sonia Perenda off of her album Time Has Come. And anybody just tuning in, you're on the Artist First World Radio Network, and we are interviewing Sonia Perenda of Austria, who is a rock press singer. And we will remind you what that is in just a moment. But if you want to talk to Sonia over the air, you just got to tweet your questions to at Corey King, that's CoreyKingGG, and we'll get those read for you. So don't hesitate to do that. Sonia, you with us still?
Of course, I'm here.
All right, cool.
Still.
So, now, have you always lived in Austria?
Yes, I'm born here and still live in Austria. Have always lived here.
Oh, okay.
In a nice small spot called Burgenland.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been to the States?
Not yet, sadly, but I really want to go. I have such a... I love the United States, you know. I've always been a fan of the USA, and you people are so nice. I have talked to some of you, and you're the most amazing guys on earth, I think. So
oh,
I
wow.
I have to come over.
Well, yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm reading your bio here, and I saw that you've actually been on tour through Europe and the Middle East. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell us a little bit about right. that and how all that went down.
Okay, so I think it's not surprising that I've been on tour in Austria and Germany because it's like neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Middle East came a little bit differently because in 2003 and 2005, I had the chance to tour with the United Nations. Sometimes they book artists for their special events and their shows. And 2003, New Year's Eve, I was in Kosovo, played for international soldiers from Germany, Austria, also United States and Japan. So everybody who was there at the time. And same went for Syria in 2005. I had two concerts then at the Sholan, the Camp Casablanca. No, not Camp Casablanca. This is Kosovo. 2005 was at the Sholan, yes. The highest mountain between Syria, Israel, and the Lebanon. A very exciting moment for me. Great shows also, of course.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Now, was this just, I mean, obviously it was promotion, but do you have a fan base in these other countries? Or were you kind of just, you know, just getting people familiar with Sonia Perenda?
Well, what was really surprising for me is, since I'm more in the rock and metal genre, more rock than metal, of course, that there are still people in Lebanon and Syria and Egypt and all these kind of places, Turkey, of course, there is a big scene, a big rock scene in there. And they are behind the mainstream, but they slowly start, thanks to the internet, they slowly start to recognize Sonia Perenda, and I start getting a fan base even there. And the most exciting moment for me was when some Tunisian guy wrote me on Facebook and told me he loves Judgment Day, the song we just heard, and he can even play the intro right now on his guitar. He tries to rehearse it every time. And if I come to Tunisia sometime, he wants to join me on stage. This is amazing. I said, of course, sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let's do that.
So now when you're touring and when you're playing shows in your area, do you always have the same band or do you kind of have like studio musicians but for live settings? Or is it a band that you always practice with and is always playing your music?
The bands, the musicians have varied over the time. Right now I'm seeking for new musicians, which is kind of tricky because of that kind of music.
Right.
It's mostly the musical differences that part us. You know what I mean, I think. This kind of rock opera is not so famous in Austria right now. Even you have to have the extreme metal, or you have to be pop or Schlager, which is Schlager folk music.
Uh-huh.
So for that kind of music, I'm still about to find the right people. And they don't have to be Austrian. I say, thanks to the internet and international thingy, they can also be from the United States, so if anybody listens and is interested, just drop me a line.
All right, where can they do that at if they're interested in being part of your band?
That would be amazing. I think distance is not a problem. You can rehearse over the internet as well. I saw there are some special programs for making live sessions up, so Well,
if they were
enough to have an international band.
Yeah, that would be cool. And now, if somebody was listening and they wanted to be part of the band, would they email you? Is there an email address they could contact you at or something?
Mm-hmm. Of course, this would be Sonja_Perenda@gmx.net.
All right, and that's S-O-N-J-A, right? P-E-R-E...
J-M. J-M, like Martha, oh. Or mother, and X, .net.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Could you
Just look me up on Facebook and drop me a line there.
All right. Could you repeat that email address? Could you repeat that email address one more time for in case we cause any confusion there, me messing it up?
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's Sonja_Perenda@gmx. .net.
All right, cool. So if you guys are looking to be in a band, especially with an Austrian band, just go ahead and email Sonja. Hey, do you want to play another song?
Yes, let's play another song, of course.
All right.
Maybe if I can choose one more, I would say Voice of Peace maybe right now, because this is my song dedicated to peace, which was also very famous by the United Nations.
All right, well, let's do it. This song is called Voice of Peace by Sonja Perenda off of her album Time Has Come, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Do you hear the voice of peace? Just hear the voice of peace.
That song you just heard was Voice of Peace by Sonia Perenda off of her album Time Has Come. And anybody just tuning in, you're on the Artist First World Radio Network, and we are interviewing rockpra Austrian singer Sonia Perenda. And Sonia, there's a different lifestyle that you lead aside from being a musician. Would you mind touching on that a little bit, please?
Of course, yes. When I'm not standing on stage, I'm a full-time lawyer.
So how did that come about? I mean, those are two pretty much complete opposite lifestyles. How did you find yourself in both of them?
Okay, you're right. Well, since music tends to be a very fruitless job most of the time, it was actually my mom who said, okay, my daughter, I support everything if you learn something real, something you can really have a base on. Okay, so why law school? I don't know. It was like I woke up, okay, I study law, let's try it out. And I really finished it. I surprised myself with finishing law school with good grades, actually. And yes, and since music is still nothing where I can make a full living on, I decided, good, let's take the practice a year. We have to do one practice year in court, and then we can join a law company where we are trainee lawyers. This is where I am right now, and I have a very, very big luck to join the law firm right in my place. So I drive 10 minutes to work and back, which compensates me a little bit of the long working times. I mean, it's like 10 hours a day, but it's not a problem. I love to do that because I can help people, and everybody knows each other. It's amazing, and I love this job really a lot. And the very good thing is for music, I can make my own music contract, so I'm my own music lawyer.
Oh, wow.
And nobody can cheat you.
Wow, that's really cool. So is that something that you specialize in? Is like music lawyer? Is that like your specific field there? Or is that just something that you do because you can?
Okay, if it was for me, I would specialize in it every day. But you have to know, my law firm is in Burgenland, which is a small county this. So there are not many artists who claim for their copyrights in here. If I would specialize in that, I think
yeah,
I would
right.
go bankrupt.
Understandable, yeah. So now, did becoming a lawyer and like while you were in school, and even now, I mean, you said you have to do like 10-hour workdays and stuff, and obviously law school isn't a breeze. Did it take away from your music making? And was it frustrating? Or, I mean, how did you deal with, you know, not being able to focus on music as hard as you probably would have liked to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, of course, a sacrifice I have to make. But I try to make my time management as effective as possible. So, you know, I've learned at a very young age that free time is not really what I have if I want to chase my dream. So I go to work, and at lunchtime, I check my emails. And when I get home, there is 2 to 3 hours more work for my music. And, well, just sleeping a little bit, getting up a little earlier, and so on. And the music is also my weekend free time. It's amazing. I love it. I couldn't think of anything else. So I'm not used to spend time out. When I go to the cinema one time in 3 months, it's like, wow, do I have birthday or something? I'm not used to that. And it's my sacrifice, I must admit.
While you were going on these tours and stuff, was your workplace, were they okay with this? Are they supportive of your music career? Or did you have to, you know, work something out with them? How did you get, like, the time off, and how did you get them to be cool with you, you know, leaving and doing this and not working, you know what I mean? Working for them, because, I mean, you know, you obviously were working, but just not as a lawyer.
My bosses are supportive of my career, but of course I have to be my hours in the office. In Austria, we have slightly 5 weeks of vacation every year. So I have 5 weeks for now to spend on tours and everything I have to do. And if I combine them wisely with our 3 days, national 3 days, you can sometimes get out 5 days for right now, for example, 5 days for 2 vacation days, and it's just time management.
Uh-huh.
I have to sacrifice my holiday for this, but I love it. As I said, I couldn't think of anything else in my life.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. Now, I'm reading here that you did some shows for people for homeless people and inmates in Austria and Germany. What was that like, mm-hmm. and how did you set that up?
Mm-hmm. I'm still doing this until now. Well, it started when I was 16, or almost 16 at this time. It was right before Christmas, and I read an article in the newspaper about Christmas spent in a state prison where only the very young prisoners, underaged prisoners, spend their jail time. And this was very, very emotional and touching. And I've always been the person who says nobody is either bad or good. There is always something in between. And I thought, okay, I want to do something for them. What can I do? I can sing. I went to my parents and said, my mom is also listening, so she will nod her head right now. I said, Mom, I want to do this. Please check that for me.
Right.
She was again like, what? Yes, I want to do that. Okay. So she tried to set that up, but the chief of this prison institution didn't want to allow me to go on stage because
right.
I was also underage, and he couldn't let a 16-year-old girl get on stage there. So I said, okay, after school, make a meeting with him, and I fought with him for 1 hour. After that, he got out and said, okay, I have 4 daughters. They are not as bad as this girl, so let her sing, for God's sake.
Oh, wow.
And I did, and it was wonderful, really, so heartfelt, so touching and amazing. And then another prison called us afterwards, also wanted to book me, and this is how it started, with the prison tour from where.
Wow. Is that something that you would do again?
Right now, we have a summer vacation, and I hope on Christmas time will be the next concert in Austria.
That'd be cool. So at what point would your music, at what level would it have to reach for you to leave your job as a lawyer? Or would you ever do that? Do you like having both of these different lifestyles? Or would you like to do music full time, you know? And at what point would you have to reach for you to leave being a lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I must say I love my job as lawyer, but when it comes to music, there is this old song from John Miles, "Music was my first love and would be my life." This is, when if it come to me, I would love to leave everything for music and only do my art. Well, the point is just to make a living, so I need to have an income generated. It's just economic thinking for making a living, paying my bills. I don't need much of luxury, but I think it has to progress slowly.
Yeah, right.
So now I have this album out there, and it's a new kind of music. Kind of. So I need to have time to make people aware of that and grow my fan base. I also start to negotiate with some labels, also US-American labels. My dream would be to be more at your place than in mine.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, let's
All right.
see what time brings.
Yeah, well, hopefully things will fall your way. So I wish you the best of luck with that. Do you want? Let's go ahead and do another song here. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Which one could we do now? Maybe The Player. It's kind of a pop rock opera thingy. Yes, I like it very much.
All right. Well, we're gonna play the song called "The Player" off the album "Time Has Come" by Sonia Perenda, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
To go, I'm walking with my pride.
This is goodbye. Nothing left to say. No more hands tied. I'm free of you this way. Don't look back. I won't catch you if you fall. This is goodbye. The player wins it all. The player wins it all. The player wins it all. Hurt in your eyes. You act so surprised. Truth is left behind. This is goodbye. Nothing left to say. No more hands tied. I'm free of you this way. This is goodbye. This is goodbye. Nothing left to say. No more hands tied. I'm free of you this way.
Everybody just tuning in, you're on the Artists First World Radio Network, and we are interviewing Sonja Perenda of Austria, who is a rock press singer. And if you're just tuning in and you missed the full first part of the show, or if you missed any of it, you can download this show when we're finished. You just have to go to artistfirst.com, then click on Band and Music Specials and look under the P's for Sonja Perenda, and you will be able to download the show and have it forever. So make sure you do that if you missed the show. Sonja, are you still with us?
Of course.
All right, cool. Sure. So we're coming close to the top of the hour, which means we have to wrap things up. But before we do, I want to give you a chance to plug anything you'd like to plug here, your websites or, you know, Twitters, YouTubes, Facebooks, all that stuff. And also if you could give some advice to people who are looking to be in the music industry, if you had any words of wisdom for those kind of people, that'd be cool. So go ahead.
Okay, so I'm the word of wisdom. Let's start with the websites maybe first. My website is www.sonjaperenda.com. There you can find basically everything and also all links to my other websites. But feel free to look me up also on Facebook. This is www.facebook.com/sonjaperendamusic. And if you want to find me on YouTube also, it's www.youtube.com/sonjaperenda. I'm also on Twitter, twitter.com/sonjaperenda. And I would love to hear from you, and I would love to make new friends with you out there. So feel free and plug in.
All right.
Oh, yeah, the words of wisdom. Yeah. Right. Who am I to tell anybody? Okay, let's try it like this. You are wonderful. Everybody, all you musicians out there, your young artists, you're amazing, unique, and wonderful. And don't let anybody tell you any different. You will hear lots of bad things. Don't take it personal. Don't let it drive you away from your dream. You are wonderful, and just follow your dream, because if you leave your dream, you leave yourself. This is at least my experience. So this is basically my advice to all you out there.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sonia. You're a real cool person, and you make some real cool music, and you have a real cool new genre that people are going to have to be exposed to, and hopefully we can help you expose that.
Thank you.
No problem, and good luck with all your future endeavors, and thanks again for stopping at Artist First. We appreciate having you, and we'd love to have you again.
Thank you very much. I'd love to come back.
All right, cool. Thank you. what we're going to do is we're going to close up the show with the title track off of Sonia's album called Time Has Come, and it's off the album Time Has Come by Sonia Perenda, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
While I was trying so hard to be treated like a human.